Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God. Amen. I give honor to the Most High God, who is worthy to be praised. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. I thank God for just being God all by himself, a God that can do anything but fail, a God that's never failed you or I. Hallelujah. A God that woke us up this morning and started us on our way in him. Praise God. Amen. Gave us the use and activity of our limbs that belong unto him. Praise God. For in him, in God, we live, we move, and we have our very being, as Apostle Paul said in the Word of God. Truly, I thank God for the opportunity to come back with you and be back with you by way of the Sunshine of Faith blog radio ministry. Praise God. I thank God for being under the leadership of God Almighty, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, as well as our very fine apostle, Dr. Mary F. Osborne. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the woman of God. She is the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland, and number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God also for my husband, the man of God. Amen. Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Amen. I thank God so much for the leadership of Sunshine of Faith. Amen. They're doing a wonderful, a great job. Amen. As Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. And we have great examples to follow from our leaders. Praise God. Amen. They love God. Amen. They love God's people. They love people in general, people, period. Praise God. Amen. Because the love of God is within their hearts. Praise God. And it's time to lift up the name of Jesus. I thank God so much for Assistant Pastor Mary Williams. Amen. For Minister and Elder Yvette and James Smith. Praise God. I just thank God for God being good, for all the Sunshine of Faith 1 and 2, and God's people everywhere. Praise God. Our children, Stacy and Ashley, our granddaughter, Avea. I just give God all the honor, glory, and the praise. In the Lord, good on today. Praise God. Isn't it time to lift up the Lord and praise him the more for who he is? Praise God. He is God. Hallelujah. And besides him, hallelujah, there is no other. Praise God. Aren't you glad that you serve a God who is above all? Hallelujah. In all and through all. Praise God. And that you only can come to through Jesus. Praise God. Jesus is his son. Hallelujah. I thank God that I serve the Almighty God who gave, amen, one way unto himself. Praise God. I don't have to be confused. You don't have to be confused on today how to come unto God. The word of God declares that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. It's only by and through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If we come to God, hallelujah, if we try to come to him, because we can only come to him through Jesus. If we try to come any other way, the word of God declares that we are a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. We won't make it in trying to come any other way. Hallelujah. It's only through Christ, hallelujah, that we can reach God, that we can come unto him. And that's why I want to offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. You might not know the Lord in the pardon, in the excusing of your sins, in the forgiveness of your sins, but you can receive him on today. You can accept him on today into your heart, into your spirit, into your soul, praise God, where Jesus can come in. Jesus can come in and change your life, praise God. He can come in and make a difference in how you live your life. He can come into your heart and save you from the power of sin, praise God. Save you from the overbearing hand of the enemy, praise God. Jesus Christ can do that for you today. He is the only Son of the living God, hallelujah. And if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is believe that he is the only Son of the true and living God. Amen, praise God, and that he died on the cross for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the world, amen. And that God raised him up, hallelujah, God got him up, hallelujah, with the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, raised Jesus up out of the grave. The grave couldn't hold him, hallelujah. Love, amen, kept him on the cross. But God raised him from the dead, hallelujah, with all power in his hand. And he sits on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for you and I. Hallelujah. If you, amen, believe that, if you believe the gospel, amen, and you confess it with your mouth, if you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, the word of God declares that you are saved. You're saved, amen, from the oppressive power of sin that would dominate your life. You're saved from the destruction that is to come. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. And only those that have believed on him, praise God, that have committed their lives and their hearts, their minds and their spirits unto him, are going to go back with him and be with him forever in eternal peace. Hallelujah. So I have offered unto you the invitation unto Christ. Hallelujah. It's so important to be saved in the times that we're living in. Jesus said that in the end, hallelujah, perilous times will come. Perilous times shall come. Hallelujah. And that as those perilous times come, that the end will be drawing near, that it will be signs of the end, that the end was not yet, but yet to come. Hallelujah. But it's based on the signs, and the signs are here. Hallelujah. That children will be against parents, parents against children. Amen. Praise God. Disobedient children, hallelujah, wars and rumors of wars, praise God. Famine in the land, praise God, hallelujah. Men becoming lovers of themselves, hallelujah, instead of lovers of God. The signs are evident. The signs are all around us. Time is winding up. Hallelujah, I said time is winding up. That's why it's time to be saved. It's time to have our spirits and our souls. It's time to have our souls saved. Hallelujah. Our thoughts, our imaginations, things that we do, praise God. It's time for it to be saved and washed within the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through repentance, it's time to repent of our sins. It's time for me, Hayyadab Oshaya. What I've done wrong, amen, I do repent. I try to repent every day. Repent of my sins and be godly sorrowful. And ask God to come within my spirit, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Hayyadab Oshaya, it's time for us to repent and stop going on and along in our same ways, in our wicked ways, thinking that we are okay, thinking that we don't have to repent or change from our sinful ways. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will answer our prayers if we do what he has called, what he's called and commanded us to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Amen. The word of God declares, by my name would humble themselves. It's time to humble ourselves and put ourselves under the mighty hand of God. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, hallelujah, humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Communicate with God and pray. Let God know that we need him. Hallelujah. And we appreciate him. We love him. Hallelujah. And we need help in this life. We can't make it on our own. We cannot do it on our own. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Hallelujah. We want to seek him. want to do whatever else we want to do. We want to call on somebody else. But God says, seek my face. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will show you the way. I will let you know what pleases me. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. It's time to come out of our wicked ways. It's time to come out of lying. It's time to come out of backbiting. It's time to come out of stealing and killing. Hallelujah. It's time to come out of separatism. Amen. Praise God. Thinking that we know it all. It's time to come out of arrogance. Hallelujah. It's time. Turn from their wicked ways. Whoremongering, fornicating, committing adultery. It's time to come out of every wicked way, praise God. Amen. If we're not praying, hallelujah, if we're not reading the word, if we're not fasting when God wants us to and tell us to, come out of our wicked ways. Hallelujah. When God said, then, Hallelujah, Messiah. He said, then will I hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And my ear will be attent. Then will he hear from heaven. And his ear attentive unto the prayers made in this place. Made in our homes, made on our jobs, made in the schools, made when we're in the stores. Hallelujah, made in the government, made, hallelujah, in the churches, made, hallelujah, whatever place you're in. Then God's going to hear our prayer. When we do what God wants us to do, hallelujah, hallelujah, then will my ear be attentive unto the prayers made in this place. Hallelujah. And I then will heal your land, praise God. We want things to work out. We want our lives improved. Oh, God, heal my land. Oh, God, bless me. But when are we going to do what God wants us to do in order for us to be blessed? Hallelujah. I'm talking to myself, too. I'm preaching to myself, too. This word is coming to me too. Unto me first. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh God, work it out for me. God, move for me. God, heal me. God, do this. God, do that. But God saying, what are you doing for me? When have you listened to me? When are you obeying me? Have you humbled yourself? Have you prayed? Have you sought my face? Have you turned from your wicked ways? Hallelujah, Messiah. God has the ultimate control and power over our lives. It's God's way or the highway. Man, it's God's way or the highway. It's not my way. It's God's way or the highway. Hallelujah, Messiah, say straight and narrow is the way that leads unto life. Hallelujah, but broad and wide is the way that leads unto destruction. It's time to do it God's way. It's God's way or the highway. Hallelujah. Praise God. The slogan for the nation says, in God we trust. They need to stop changing. They need to take it down because America does not trust in God. America trusts in America. America trusts in the flesh. That's why the nation, that's why the world is in the mess that it's in. Because we've turned, the nation's turned, not the people of God, but the people who are not serving God, people who are not submitting unto God. People who are not saved, they're not trusting in God. They're trusting in the flesh. They're trusting in themselves. So they might as well put in man, in mammon we trust. They're trusting in the money. Hallelujah. They're trusting in the fame, in the power. Hallelujah. It's time to do it God's way. That's the only way we're going to get the results and receive the blessings that we desire and get the results that we're looking for, to do it God's way. Hallelujah. It's God's way or the highway. And I tell you, without God, that highway leads unto destruction. Without God, that highway leads unto hell and eternal separation from God. It's time to serve him today. It's time to get saved today. Somebody out there needs to be saved today. God's been calling you. He's been pulling on your heart. He's been pleading with you because he loves you. He don't want you to be destroyed. He don't want you to be left out. He wants to bless you. He wants to raise you up. He wants to make a way for you out of no way. But he needs you to come unto him. Hallelujah. Give up trying to do it your way. It's not going to work. Give up trying to figure it out on your own. It's not going to work. Give up. Tell the Messiah what you want to do. It's not going to work. For God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it's time to lift him up. We want to lift up everything and everybody else but God. We want to give everybody else honor and praise other than God. God says, it's time out for that. It's time to praise him. It's time to worship him. It's time to acknowledge him. It's time to exalt him. It's time to esteem him. It's time to extol him, that the heathen would know that God is real. That in the midst of the congregation, they will know that God is real. God is alive. God is a way maker. God, Hayelosea, is a life giver. God is a healer. God is a mind regulator. God is a bridge over troubled water. God is everything we need. God is a good God. He's a good God on today. He was a good God yesterday. And he's going to be a good God tomorrow. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. God, just keep bringing that back to my heart and my spirit and my mind that it's time to live for him. It's time to show love. Hallelujah. It's time to keep his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get in God the way he wants us to get into him and be in him. And live for him. Like I say, I'm preaching to my pull on up. It's time for us to do right by God. He's done right by us. We love God. I know as believers we love God. But amen, praise God. Just like the word of God says, praise God. I believe 1 John 4:19. We love God because he first loved us. We didn't know what love was. We did. We didn't show it, praise God, until God came into our hearts. He drew us by his spirit, praise God. He drew us by his spirit. We couldn't come unto him because we didn't know what love was. As our late great Apostle Dirt would say, they wouldn't know what love was if it came and slapped them in the face. Hallelujah. We didn't know what love was, but God kept coming after us. God kept drawing us. As the word of God says, we couldn't even come unto God except he drew us, and he drew us by love. He loved us so much that he drew us by love. He wouldn't give up on us, even at times. giving up on ourselves. But God, he said, I love you so much. I've created you. Oh, he said, I created man in my image, and I love him so much. I'm going to keep drawing them, even though they're trying to get away, even though they're doing whatever they think they're big and bad enough to do. I'm going to keep drawing them unto myself until they come. They don't know yet that they're running wild. They in danger of hell's fire. But God said, I love them. I can't let them go. I created man in my image. I'm not going to let the devil destroy them without giving them a pathway back to me. That's why God created his son Jesus, and he sent him to the cross to die on our behalf. But he didn't stop there. He reached down with his power. God reached down with his love and raised him up. He lifted him up out of the grave and clothed him, clothed Jesus with all power. He clothed him with the love of God. And Jesus went on to do the redemptive work, hallelujah, the cross. When God raised him from the dead, he met with the disciples in the upper room, hallelujah, because he told them to wait there until he came. And he told them, stay there until you are endued with power from on high. And then it didn't stop there. Hallelujah. He was ascended up into heaven. But before he was ascended up, he let them know that the work was done. It was completed. The pathway back to God, it was done. Jesus said, it is finished. It's done. It's over. He said, it is finished. Hallelujah, meaning that there was no more need for the shedding of the blood of animals, oxen and bulls. He came and he shed his innocent blood. He never committed sin, but he died for us, for the sinful world. He died for you and I. He died for generations past. He died for this generation. He died for generations to come. Oh, but he said, it is finished. Nobody else could have died for the remission of sin but Jesus. That's why God, that's why he begot him. That's why he sent Jesus in the flesh. He said, go, that you can ransom back the people, because they don't know. They're ignorant. They don't know that they need a Savior. They don't know that I had to send you until the gospel is preached, until they come to know you. Amen. That you are their Savior. That you will build them up from within, that you will make a way for them out of no way, that you've gone away to prepare a place for them, that where you are, they can be also. Oh, but Jesus, that's why he commissioned the disciples, and that's why we as disciples are commissioned today, to let the world know that God is real, to let the world know that Jesus is real. He's still saving souls. There's still room at the cross. Hallelujah, for more. There's still room at the cross for more, for more, for more. He said, Jesus said, whosoever, let him come. Let the black man come. Let the white man come. Let the Asian come. Let the Spanish come. Let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. I'm saving all that will come. I'm drawing all in that will accept me and receive me. Apostle Paul said, for as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Have you received them on today? Oh, that you can become a child of God. Oh, that you can enjoy the blessings of the fellowship of Christ, of being in the body of Christ. Have you received them on today? That you can have eternal life. Praise God. It's time to have Christ on the inside today that will give us the power to love even our enemies and forgive those that have transgressed against us. Because you know what? We needed to be forgiven ourselves because we have transgressed against God. We've transgressed against others. So we must forgive that we also can be forgiven. Hallelujah. I just thank God so much for the opportunity to be back with you by way of the blog radio from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries 1 and 2, where the apostle, amen, is Dr. Ogburn, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith Ministries. Praise God. And for my husband, Pastor White, and all of the leaders of the Sunshine of Faith Ministry, everyone in their respective place, I give God all the honor, glory, and the praise for being a child of God on today, being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and on my way. I said, on my way to heaven. But truly, I thank God, amen, for God being so good. I want to give some points of contact for the ministry, for Dr. Ogburn. Praise God, and the Secretary of Sunshine of Faith, as well as Pastor White. Praise God, you can reach Dr. Ogburn and receive counseling and prayer. You may have a word from the Lord for the woman of God. Amen. Give her a call at area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461. Praise God, and contact the Secretary of Sunshine of Faith, number one, Minister Yvette Smith, at area code 240-554-7416, and reach the man of God, my husband, Pastor Terry White, pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Reach Pastor White for prayer and counseling at area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. Amen. Praise God. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, so do we, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. God loves you.